This is a journey to the past that begins right around the corner. A real American hometown. Fewer, but bigger. The visual contrast between suburban subdivision communities, representing America's embrace of consumer culture, and older urban neighborhoods, like 12 Points in Terre Haute, Indiana, is obvious to even the casual observer. Suburban developments often dispense with traditional amenities, like front porches and sidewalks. This reflects the increased mobility and expanded range of their residents. Households have become less reliant upon their immediate community for retail purchases, jobs, entertainment, news and information. Broadcast media and the automobile have connected them to the world beyond their locality. Accordingly, there is less of an imperative to connect with neighbors or with neighborhood services. This increased mobility directly affects the length of residence. Families are less likely to live at one particular address over time, reducing neighborhood interactions even further. And if you're driving to reach your job, to shop, or to gas up the car, that's even fewer trips made using the sidewalk. This means that someone on a front porch greeting a neighbor walking by, once a very common occurrence, becomes very rare indeed. This can lead, in short order, to the elimination of both the sidewalk and the front porch. Eliminate daily interactions between neighbors, and the network of support for neighborhood businesses quickly follows. As the pool of loyal customers is siphoned off, some neighborhood stores close, making those that survive more vulnerable. Remember, in the summer of 1926, Terre Haute, Indiana has over 425 grocery stores. That would mean at least half a dozen groceries located within walking distance of any house in the 12 Points neighborhood. This arrangement provides an excellent opportunity to compare prices and services. Buying soap, fruit, and Farmer's Pride coffee here, buying potatoes, sausage, and Jell-O there. But if even a single piece of this retail structure is removed, surviving stores might quickly collapse rather than gain the resulting business, especially if the expanded availability of automobiles is accompanied by the opening of a large supermarket. By 1940, the number of grocery stores in Terre Haute will be cut in half. By 1970, cut in half again, till by the end of the century there will be 29 grocery stores listed. And though logic may dictate the reason why this is so, it still doesn't guarantee it'll make any sense. Hometown is made possible through a grant from the Holly and Anna Oakley Foundation of Terre Haute, Indiana. Additional support has been provided by Sony Manufacturing. Now you can access previous episodes and visual images from Hometown at our website, www.hometown.indiana.edu.
Hometown with Tom Rosanowski is produced in the studios of WFIU, Bloomington, Indiana.